The Case of the Deadly Butter Chicken, from the files of Vish Puri, India's Most Private Investigator, by Tarquin Hall, read by Sam Dastor. Chapter 1. Stripped down to his undergarments and tweed sandown cap, Vish Puri stepped onto his wife's old set of bathroom weighing scales. He watched with apprehension as the needle jerked violently to the right and settled on 91 kilos.
"By God," the detective muttered to himself, "one extra kilo is there. She is going to kill me, certainly if not totally."
He tried lifting one foot off the pressure pad and shifted his weight to see if it made a difference. It didn't.
"Well, nothing for it," he said with a sigh, stepping back onto the floor.
Puri checked that the bedroom door was locked, picked up the scales and turned them over. He removed the bottom panel, exposing the crude mechanism inside. Then he squeezed the pressure pad between his knees. When the needle reached 90, he jammed a wooden peg into one of the cogs. The scales could now register only one weight, 90 kilos.
"Heartiest congratulations, Mr. Purisar," he told himself with a smile, after double-checking his handiwork. "Diet is coming along most splendidly."
Still, the detective knew that he'd bought himself a week or two at the most. Eventually, all the lapses of the past fortnight would catch up with him. For lapses, read numerous chicken frankies, 5 or 6 kathi rolls. He had been on a stakeout, what else was he supposed to eat? And a significant portion of the Gymkhana Club's Sunday brunch buffet. The pinky-pinky pudding had been irresistible. He was going to have to lose at least a token amount of weight, enough to keep Rumpy and that bloody Dr. Moen off his back.